bipartisan calls to lower the political temperature. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
I think all of us, in the wake of this attack on Paul Pelosi, need to say that we are going to stop demonizing folks.
Senate Democrat Chris Coons on Fox News Sunday.
Paul Pelosi is recovering from surgery for a skull fracture after being attacked with a hammer at his home last week. The assailant was reportedly looking for Speaker Pelosi. On ABC's This Week, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott, who leads the Senate midterm reelection effort, said it may be time to revisit a question he asked last year.
I went to the Federal Election Commission and said, could our senators and House members, could they use their campaign dollars to pay for security for themselves and their family?
Senator Scott called the attack despicable, saying there needs to be more civility, even when we politically disagree.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The price of food and fuel is a top concern heading into the midterm elections. The migrants at our southern border are another.
People on the terrorist watch list, the numbers we've never seen coming into our country. Fentanyl that is now killing our next generation of Americans, and it's in every single community. You've got to secure that border.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. In recent weeks, the White House has started turning away migrants from Venezuela. Rescue operations are underway in India after the collapse of a suspension bridge. At least 60 people are confirmed dead, and officials say more than 100 people plunged into the river below. Russia's withdrawal from a grain agreement with Ukraine is being condemned by the U.S. and its allies. NATO says Russia's leader must stop weaponizing food. President Biden calls it outrageous. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Witnesses say people fell like dominoes in a jam-packed area of South Korea's capital. The crowd surge left more than 150 people dead. Most of them were young people, and many of them suffocated. Families have been gathering at hospitals.
More than 80 were hurt, some critically. Most of the victims were in their teens and early 20s. Some 100,000 revelers had packed the streets, but investigators still aren't sure what triggered the stampede.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Oregon may be a bright blue state, but the Republican running for governor has a real shot at winning the contest. Christine Drazen appeared on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
My plan to help turn our state around, it starts with a homelessness state of emergency. If you have had the opportunity to come to our beautiful state recently, you'll see that homelessness, in fact, has gotten out of control.
Democrat Tina Kotek is also in favor of a homelessness state of emergency. Kotek is also a strong supporter of abortion rights. Drazen is not. A renewed commitment to save some of the biggest animals on Earth.
How does humankind save the whales while trying to better our own lives in the process? While the Biden administration has prioritized the development of offshore wind projects to generate clean energy, there's the problem of endangering the lives of the North Atlantic right whale population. There's only about 340 of them left in the world, and those numbers are declining. A proposal put forth by NOAA and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is working the problem. They released a draft this month saying that they'll conserve the the whales while simultaneously allowing for the construction of more wind projects. Both agencies saying efforts at saving the whales while creating more renewable energy can coexist. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.